So the rooms have definitely have changed. Yeah. And the requirements have changed on behalf of the children. They want LED lights around the bed. So we've got blue LED lights. So it looks like it's floating, you know, some lightning structure thing hanging from the ceiling. So these kids, that's what they want.
Welcome to House Guest with me, Carol Annett, interiors editor at Country and Townhouse magazine. Here I chat to those clever creatives behind the houses, hotels and brands you see in glossy magazines like ours. Guests include interior designers and architects, as well as celebrities dipping their toe into the world of decorating. This morning, I am delighted to be joined by Manuela Hamelford of Hamelford Design, and we are going to be talking about how to design children's rooms. Now, you have done all sorts of projects all over the world, both in the town and in country, but we got together and started talking about children's rooms, and actually you've completed, and you said over 50, it's probably even more now than when we first met.
Yeah.
A huge array of children's rooms. And what I was really interested in is, you know, because we're very concerned about our children's mental health, particularly at the moment, and all the kind of things that are going on. And actually, are children's rooms becoming more important because there's that kind of increased importance for kids to be happy and settled at home and creating a haven for themselves and having their own room? And I'm wondering whether that's having an effect on the how you approach interior design for a children's room.
I mean, I think with children's rooms, I think the first thing is probably to take into consideration is first the age of the children. If they're sharing a room, you know, with brothers and sisters, and then the age between those children that are sharing a room. And I think also, is it a second home? Is it the main house? And then also, you know, what sort of child is it? You know, is it a very sporty child? Is it a studious child that needs a lot of bookcases and studying areas? And is it a child that does and is allowed to game? You know, if they're teenagers, a lot of times there's console areas that need to be set up, lighting. So I think that's the first thing we look at, is sort of those areas. And then from then, you know, we try to always meet the child, try to meet them and discuss with them, you know, what do they want? Like, what do they like to do on the weekends? You know, do they hang out in their room, or is it something they do at night? Do they watch movies in their rooms? Do they game in their rooms? If it's girls, you know, do they play the Barbie dolls? Do they do a lot of board card games, that sort of thing? And then from there, we decide how much space we have to allocate for sort of the entertainment of the room.
It's quite a complicated area because also kids grow so much, don't they? And they change so much.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
You know, you may be doing a sort of, you know, I mean, I know when I was very young, it was, you know, I was archetypal pink, you know, wanted everything ballerinas and fluffy clouds and everything. But then, you know, a couple of years later, I'm then, you know, that was just anathema. I didn't want anything to do with that. You know, I just wanted Rod Stewart on the wall and to be a bit cooler. So also how do you kind of, taking that into account, do you just accept that you know, that we are doing this house now at this moment, this children's room for this child for now, or are you always thinking about how they're going to grow?
I think it's a sort of a two-part question. I think if you're doing a new build, so for example, we have quite a few new builds on our books, and those do take about 2 years. So you do have to take into account where you are now and where they're going to be. But I think if you're doing a quick refurbishment, you know, a London flat, child's room, you know, you could take into account maybe a year and a half. Again, it's based on the parents and the age of the child. If it's sort of a newborn, you know, with a newborn, you have a good 4 to 5 years that you can keep the room the same. When you get to about 5 years old, I think that's when the color palettes really kick in. And instead of doing sort of a pink for a girl's room, you do a blush, you know, a blush and sort of gray tones. So it's, they can grow into it as teenagers, but it doesn't scream child, you know, it doesn't scream toddler. And with boys, boys are a little bit easier because, you know, you can do blue when they're born and you can continue blue colors when they are into teenage years. So it's a little bit easier to deal with, you know, and boys, you know, the blue and the grays or the blues with a shot of red accent somewhere. But yeah, you do have to take, it depends on when you start the process and the age of the child. If it's teenage, then you do have a sort of a very short window that you've got to look at.
And do you find that parents are, there is definitely a change in mentality that they are prepared to spend as much time, effort and money on a children's room as they are on, say, you know, a major, a master guest room or even the master suite?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, what we're finding is that parents are giving children a space in their room that is not just a bedroom anymore. It's a place to study. People now with the whole, you know, working from home, there isn't as much space now in the house because they probably have to allocate a room for a husband or the wife to have an office area. So children do have to use their bedroom a little bit more effectively. So I think people do tend to want to put children's desks up there now, have a study area, whereas normally parents would want to keep an eye on the child's study. I think children are a bit more mature, I think, these days. I don't know. I feel like they're a bit more accountable. And they go up to the room, they'll study in their room. You know, there's a big, you know, gaming craze with boys and girls. You know, girls like to do their dancing and, you know, sort of YouTube sort of things. And they want the space in the room to do that. They want big mirrors in there. They want like a makeup table. You know, that's the new thing now. So we're doing, you know, can't tell you how many makeup tables I'm putting in girls' rooms with drawers for hair clips and that sort of thing. And, you know, the lights, the theater lights that go around the mirrors, you know, the big bulbs. So doing a lot of those. And then for the boys, of course, it's the gaming. It's sort of the black, you know, they want like graffiti or they want some LEDs, blues and blacks and all kinds of colors. So it looks like a proper gaming room. So there is now this thing about the bedroom is not just a place to sleep, but it's all forms of entertainment and studying for the kids.
And when you sit down with these kids, I mean, do you find that they really have a quite a strong idea of what it is that they want and where have their influences come from?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, sad as it may sound, I think the day of the children sitting down in the family room and popping a movie on, you know, on during the week, I don't think that happens as often now. I think children have developed friendships, again, you know, through FaceTime. They do a lot of, everything's done over the phone, over the internet. They keep chatting. It's a very big social network that children are now involved in, and they want the space to do that in, and it's, they want their private space. So it is different now. It's, you know, everything now is in the bedrooms, you know, in the doors open and that sort of thing. But yeah, so it's all moved up into the rooms now.
Are you sometimes shocked by some of the demands that they want?
Yeah, I think when you find these, you know, sort of these young girls that already know about theater and know about makeup and know how to do their hair and the new hair products, and they want drawers to fit a nice tall size hairspray. And I'm like, how do you even know what that is? You know, I mean, like, oh my gosh, you know, so they really know what they want, you know, and girls, you know, particularly they want wardrobes, they want costumes, they want everything that they can change into if they're doing a YouTube video or if they're, you know, doing a play or doing anything for, you know, with their other girlfriends. You know, sometimes they dress up for each other. So they need a space to do that in. And same with boys. I mean, boys, oh my gosh, they want LED lights. I mean, I didn't even know kids knew what LED lights were, you know, and they want them in blue and they want them to change color at night. And so now we're really having to think about, you know, it's not just a bed, you know, and side tables and a nice desk. You know, the desk has to be substantial, has to hold a computer, has to be wide enough for a computer, a big screen. And they have to have the room behind them to do what it is they do. They have friends over, they want gaming chairs. I mean, so the rooms definitely have changed, yeah, and the requirements have changed on behalf of the children.
When it comes to technology and stuff, I mean, my kids are a lot older, and are, you know, it's not, I'm not having to worry about what they're, you know, they worry about their own where they live now. Their own. I mean, I would be, you know, I remember it was always the kind of question, or do you let the kids have a television in their room, or, you know, it was kind of that at that level. And now, when you think about technology and what we know about the kind of the rays and the everything that being in that environment kind of does, I would be, you know, as a mother, I would be nervous about the effect of, you know, I would want in an ideal world the room to not have any technology in it, because, you know, that's when you're away from the white lights and that, you know, surely there has to be a time, yeah, when that's kind of, you know, when you come away from all that rather than going into it.
I mean, I think with everything that's happened with the pandemic, I think, and all the sort of schooling online, I think children now, you know, I've done boys' rooms where they do homework together over FaceTime. So they use their computers. So they don't want TVs in their room. They want computers. Okay. The days of TVs, those are sort of long gone. They want a computer because everything they do, you know, any research they do for school is done on a computer, and they want the quiet time and they want it on a desk, and they can't do it in the kitchen anymore because you can't put a big screen in the middle of the kitchen table because you've got to plug it in. I think it's just changed the way kids do homework. And, you know, then there's a lot of tutoring, you know, the tutoring's all done online now, you know, and, you know, they need a quiet space. So, you know, where's that going to be? And so now I think people just don't have the room to have each child have their own separate study. So it tends to naturally go up to the bedrooms.
Yeah. Fascinating. So tell us about some of the spaces that you have created and the sort of interesting ideas that you've brought into a children's bedroom.
Well, I think, I mean, we're doing one now, Notting Hill, and the daughter is 7, and we are now putting in a vanity table with the lights and the makeup and the sort of theater lights that can dim, you know, for daytime and nighttime. And this is a 7-year-old. And Yeah. And then separately, she has another room. It's a very long bedroom. So it's toward the other end of the bedroom. We have sort of curtains that can be closed for a space that she can dress and change. And it feels like she's in the theater, you know, the curtain call. So it's sort of the curtains close and then she could change and then come back out again. We're doing another boy's room in Surrey where he wants his bed. Well, we get this actually quite a bit for boys. They want the LED lights around the bed. So we've got blue LED lights. So it looks like it's floating. And I think they're getting a lot of this information from YouTubers because they all follow these YouTubers that are quite famous. I mean, that are making millions and millions a year. And these kids, when they YouTube, they're in their bedrooms, right? Or they're the Fortnite guys or the, you know, Minecraft boys or whatever. And they're in their bedrooms. And they're all made to look theater, right? Like LEDs and the red LED lights in the back, you know, some lightning structure thing hanging from the ceiling. Again, LEDs. So these kids, that's what they want. They want their room to feel like they're in an arcade, basically.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, daunting.
Wow. But fantastic. Yeah. Crikey. What about cartoon characters? I'm thinking when my kids were little, it was my son wanted a Thomas the Tank Engine room. It was my daughter as well. I think he wanted the same thing. But, well, you know, the sort of Peppa Pig kind of thing, is that still Disney, you know, Mickey Mouse and stuff? Do you ever come across any of that these days?
Oh, yeah, I think, that still holds strong, I think, for age 5 and under. I think that there's a big something happens between 5 and 7, and all of a sudden these children, you know, they start school, they get exposed to, you know, play dates, other people's houses, other people's bedrooms. And I think that's a big pivotal point in sort of interiors with children's rooms. I think anything before the age of 5 is still very sweet, you know, teepees, you know, bunk beds everywhere with slides coming down, little forts. I mean, we're doing another one where, it's crazy, but we're doing a fort that has a pole that you can slide down. So you can sleep up there, you can slide down the pole, and then underneath the pole, so there's a bunk bed at the top, and underneath that is a sort of a study area, but it's a unique study area where we've made this huge circle with this embroidered cushion inside, and you could sit in there, and it's all about the experience, right? So you're studying in this little cubby hole. So we're doing a room like that. So it's just, they've gone to another level. I mean, it's, you know, it's great. I mean, these children really know what they want. And I think parents also, you know, kids do stay at home more, you know, through Zoom. I think people are in their rooms and stay inside the house more. So it's like, how do we entertain our kids, you know?
Yeah. And so if we just rewind to when you first started the company in 2000, what had you been doing prior to that? You have a family as well, I'm right in thinking.
Two boys. Yeah, two boys. So 11 and 13.
Do they have an amazing bedroom?
Oh, they are demanding it now. So we're looking into it. You know, it's one thing to do it for clients. It's another thing to sort of do it for yourself. But they, you know, they want the same thing. You know, all the friends come over and they want to have some quiet time. And so, yeah, so we're doing that now. We're like sort of as we speak, doing a whole renovation for their rooms as well. But the rooms are much smaller, so they don't get the privilege of having a sliding pole in their bedroom. Not sure I even want that, to be honest, but so we're working on that now.
So back to when you started at Hamilford, had you been working for other interior designers? Had it always been something you had intended to do, to have your own company?
No, it's interesting how it all started. I mean, I worked for the Italian government for a long time promoting Italian home furnishings. So what we used to do is, this was in New York, so this was in the States, and what we used to do is promote Italian home products all over the world, actually. So what we used to do is really focus on, you know, there's a very big movement, you know, Italian products, home furnishings have always been fantastic. You know, the Giorgetti, the Menottis, the Polifon, all the big names, a lot of them are Italian or French. And so what I used to do is help them design the product to sell within the States, within the United States. So accommodate the American market with the Italian products. So I did that for about 6 or 7 years. And then I was recruited by Valentino Home. So for Valentino, I used to do the same sort of thing. So there I had to incorporate sort of the fashion trends into the home furnishings and do it that way. And then I had my own sort of retail home store for a long time in New York. And then I moved here to London and then just started doing interiors and did my own. And then, you know, the usual story, you do your own, then somebody wants you to do their house and then so forth and so on. And then it just sort of grew from there. But I always had my hand in the home world, you know, whether it was designing product or whether it was, I used to work with a lot of designers developing product for them. So a lot of bespoke joinery, decorative accessories, anything from out of Italy.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So, I mean, obviously children's rooms is part of what you do, but you specialize in all sorts of projects. Tell me what you're working on particularly at the moment.
Oh my goodness. We are working on a nightclub.
Are you?
Actually tomorrow we're presenting. Yeah. I got a nightclub in London. So we're doing that. We are doing a spa up in Essex. We are doing, we've got a house in Mallorca as well. Just went to site on Thursday for that. Absolutely stunning home. And then we've got, gosh, in London, we've got probably about 5 refurbishment projects. You know, everyone's refurbishing now since the pandemic's over. People have been in their homes and they want to just gut and clean and renovate. And then we've got probably about 8 new builds on our books right now.
Wow. And so how big is your team now, Manuela?
14.
It sounds really like busy. You're very busy. I'm not sure your boys are going to get their new bedroom very soon.
Sadly, that's what's holding it all up. I'm like, I'm going to get to this, I promise. So they'll be teenagers and graduating, and then it'll be a different design at that stage.
Well, it sounds wonderful and absolutely fascinating. I mean, I'm slightly gobsmacked, really, about the kind of way that kids' rooms has developed. I think it, you know, just being very naive and not having young kids now. I just hope that you're putting some bookcases in as well. Please tell me there's still
100%. Oh yes, 100%. Although, you know, kids read off Kindle now. I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing. It's really changed. It really, even like homework now is down all on links online. Even my children, they have their own computers now. You know, the school gives out computers. They don't come home with books anymore. I mean, I can't imagine, they just don't. They come home with iPads that from the school, that are given from the school, and all the homework is all on these links. And they just keep clicking the link, and all the homework, you answer it all online. And so, it is kind of sad, actually, to be honest. But thank goodness, you know, they still have libraries at school, and they still read books at school. But I think predominantly homework is what's really done online. And I think that's changed. That's really changed a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely fascinating. Thanks so much, Manuela. It's been really, really interesting. Really interesting. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Carol. Thank you.
The Houseguest podcast is now going to take a short summer break, and we look forward to being back with you all again soon. Take care.
If you'd like to have more interiors inspiration, take a look at countryandtownhouse.co.uk, where you can also sign up to our monthly online interiors newsletter. And if you're flying anywhere soon, you can also listen on British Airways In-Flight Entertainment.